Back inside our locker room chats here on KNZA. Now time to talk Troy boys basketball with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Johnny came back with you. And, well, Troy, they have not played yet since coming out of the holiday break. They'll be back in action on Friday at Valley Heights. Did have two good wins there before the holiday break, before games we didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Rodvelt about. So we'll talk now. First, a 61-46 win over Blue Valley. And then right before the break, a 75-65 win over Clifton Clyde. So, Coach, going back to those two games, I know it's been a couple of weeks now, but just what do you remember about those two wins for your guys?
Blue Valley coming in, we knew that they were going to be, you know, everybody's always tougher than you think, and it's never easy playing in the TVL because, you know, everybody comes to compete and play really hard. So we were in a battle early against Blue Valley, and it just ended up that we had our post player, Jarrett Norris, had a big night for us. Other guys did too, and getting him the ball, but he kind of took control for us over that game, and he ended up having, I think it was 32 points. And then our guards did a real good job. They had some players that are really good playing off the dribble and you know, kind of a drive and space approach to it. And we stayed man-to-man for the most part, and then we started pressing at the end once I felt like we kind of were in a position that, hey, if we can stretch this out a little bit, we can kind of start to close the door on them. And the boys did what they needed to do. And like I said, all these games are close, and most of them are decided in the fourth quarter. And then we had a game against Clifton Clyde, and they're a really good team with really good shooters, and they're balanced, and they rotate basically 10 guys in and out, and they shot really well. I think they were 7 of 10 on three pointers, and they like to press a little bit and push the ball down the floor too. And we had another kid step up, and Camden Anderson hit a bunch of threes for us. Got hot early and was very consistent. And we kind of talk about, at times as a team, we don't care who does the scoring for us, as long as everybody's working hard. And so the boys kept getting him the ball and finding him in the right spots. And I think it was probably 32, 34, somewhere in there. And so his confidence is growing as well. And it just seems like every time we have a game, if our main scorer doesn't have a big night, somebody else steps up and fills in that role. So I think we're accomplishing the balance that we're looking at trying to achieve, instead of trying to just ride one player all season long. But it was a really good win going into the break for our boys.
Yeah, and again, didn't play on Tuesday, so get back in action coming up on Friday. So it'll be at Valley Heights. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Valley Heights, and again, congratulations on those two wins from back a couple of weeks ago, but wish you the best of luck here on Friday. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach of the Troy boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on KNZA.